Well, good morning, Trailhead Church. I hope everyone is doing fantastic. I'm so blessed to be back here. It's been a few weeks since I've been here, but I've got a great message ready for us all. It's a good series that's coming up. But right before I get into that, let's take up offering. You know, I have seen this church in different stages of life, and we are such a blessed church. It is an honor to do the Lord's work. And in doing that, we've seen God bless it and protect it time and time again. And that's one of those moments I really tell you guys, thank you for being generous givers. Thank you for being obedient to what God's called us to be, that we are giving regularly, sacrificially, that we're doing it cheerfully. We're not doing it out of grudgingly, that we're doing it out of compulsion. You know, God is so good. So when we listen to his commandments and we are obedient, we get to reap the harvest from that. So I'm telling you, you are awesome. Thanks for being a generous giver. So there's multiple ways to give here this morning. You can give through your smartphone, your tablet device. You can text to give by texting Trailhead to 888-364-4483, or you can just download our new app. You can download the Trailhead app in any of the app stores, and then you can select the giving tab and follow those prompts as well. Now, if some of you are still giving by check, that's okay. You can mail your checks to 123 North Main Street here in Graham, North Carolina, 27253, and there you go. You can also drop it off in the mailbox in front of the youth center as well. It's a lock box, so you can drop your offering in there as well. Okay, I think that is all you need to know about giving at our church, but let's pray over the offering and we'll get right into the message. So let's do it. Lord, we thank you as we receive the offering today. God, what an honor and a blessing it is to be able to give. God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our church, that every need is being met. God, we thank you, Lord, that we are not downcast. Lord, that we are victorious in all that we do. So God, we thank you for this. God, we thank you for the ability to give. And Lord, we give it cheerfully here this morning. So Lord, we honor you this morning. We receive that offering here at this church. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, guys, right into this message. The message series that we are going to go into for the next 4 weeks is titled, If These Walls Could Talk. And so I think some of you in your house, you've been kind of quarantined in, and you've been there for quite a while now. So therefore, the walls have heard a lot of conversations. And for some of you in this room, and not to really make light of this, even though it's kind of a joke, but these walls are talking back to some of us. So we need to be aware of what we're listening to. And, you know, I can't fathom some of the words that have been spoken. You know, I know that there is uncertainty. There's a little of, a lot of us are nervous. We're scared. Some of us aren't scared at all, and we're just living life, and that's great. But I want to go to what the Word talks to us about, of not murmuring or not getting off task of what He's given us to do, to become complacent or whatever it may be. I want us to get into what God's Word has to say about our whole lives. So when I say, are the walls closing in? That's the subtitle for this message. So are the walls closing in? Are they coming in on you? Because you've been saying a lot of words that have created a picture of bleakness, and you feel trapped and you don't know what's next or what to do. Well, that leads me to the question of, do you have the mind of Christ? Because if you're asking these questions, the phrases of, I don't know what to do, and you're becoming overwhelmed, the emotions are high right now. I want us to have the mind of Christ. So we need to realize that we are totally dependent on Jesus. Are you totally dependent upon Jesus? And to go beyond that and realize that if we are depending upon Jesus, then that means we are superior to any weapon that the enemy would forge against us. We are superior to any of those things. And how does this happen? It comes with faith. So that first step in faith is knowledge. So in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, it says, How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And then in verse 17 it says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Okay, so let's break this down. You're going to have to know what the word says. And the word builds our faith, that knowledge of Christ Jesus, of who we are in him, that builds us up. So ignorance of who we are in our spirits has made it impossible for us to act in faith accordingly. So we can't be ignorant. We've got to know who we are. So I want to help us. I want to help us become faith ready. So if the walls are closing in, I want us to be faith ready. I want you to become proactive instead of reactive. Let me paint a picture for some of the nerds out there. You guys remember Luke Skywalker and his gang, and they fell into the trash heap, and all of a sudden the wall started coming in. Well, they didn't know what to do, right? So they just started reaching and grabbing everything, and it just wasn't working until finally, well, movie magic, someone opens up the door and they're able to get out. Well, that's not always the case. I don't want us to ever go into the trash heap to begin with. I want us to be proactive and not have to be reactive. And that really is it's possible by knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Knowing who you are really sets the stage of what you're able to do. And that's the most important thing here. So why is proactive better than reactive? Prepared or preparing, okay? Issues, really, being that you're proactive, issues become non-issues. They're taken care of ahead of time. You know, being proactive means that you will spend more time planning and preparing for the future than dealing with emergencies. So I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to deal with emergencies. Now, they may happen. That's a given. But knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, that's going to help. So if the walls are closing in, let's get proactive and already know what's happening. So let me give you another nerdy example, and that's MacGyver. Some of you in this room, you may say, I have no idea who MacGyver is. Now, don't go off those new episodes that they just recently came out with a few years ago. Now, I'm talking about the old school MacGyver, the guy who knew when he was in a room and something bad was about to take place. He had the ability to know, if I take this item and take this item and take this item and I put this together, then I can escape out of the room, or I can do whatever I need to do. I want us to become MacGyvers, where we're familiar with our surrounding. We're familiar with what's taking place. We're able to have the knowledge of knowing what to do with these things, putting those together, and then doing what God's called us to do. I said a lot of do's right there. But that's the beautiful part about this. Faith without works is dead. We are doing things. It's not just having faith and we're sitting there. No, it's works. We're doing things. So we're being proactive. We're actually being ready for what's taking place. And having that knowledge of God over your circumstances has the same mentality in my example, which is always poor anytime you're trying to put a humanistic example to the Word of God. But having the mentality, the knowledge like MacGyver had over these particular circumstances really helps for you to be able to come out of them. And that's what I want us to have. I want us to be proactive. So one more question, and I'm going to get deep into this, is do we blame the walls closing in, the circumstances, or do we blame our unpreparedness? Let that sink in for 5 seconds here. Let me say that one more time. Are we blaming the walls that are coming in, the circumstances, or are we willing enough to say, hey, we were unprepared and we need to be better prepared? We need to know how to handle the situation, because that's what I want to actually achieve today. That vision for this message, if the walls are closing in, I don't want us to be blaming the walls closing in. I want us to actually, don't waste time doing that, but I want us to get into our prepared mentality of knowing that we have the mind of Christ to overcome these things. So that leads me to 2 stories to help us through this process. So the son of Solomon, Rehoboam, okay? Rehoboam. He was someone who, unique story. I mean, he had this huge kingdom set up for him through Solomon. And then God warned Solomon that this would take place. But Rehoboam had a choice. He had a will. And unfortunately, God knew what was going to take place. Rehoboam didn't do what was wise. And we see this in 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 14. And this scripture, it's perfectly laid out here for us this morning. And this is what it says. And he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. So what are we reading right here? We're reading that when you prepare your heart, when you seek the Lord in all that you do, then guess what? You're not going to do evil. You're going to make good decisions. You're going to stay away from succumbing to the fact that the walls are closing in. You're not going to allow the walls to dictate your behavior. You're going to dictate what the walls are doing. Do you see what the point of this message here? So Rehoboam, unfortunately, his mentality was fixated on the walls closing in. So he started becoming reactive versus proactive. And the reason why he was reactive instead of proactive is because he didn't prepare his heart and be in a position seeking the Lord. And that's where he messed up. And we can't do this. So for us, we've got to devote ourselves to being obediently and fervently seeking after our Lord and His will and His purpose for our lives. Guys, it opens up ourselves to realize that God is for us and He's not against us. See, Rehoboam, he was given a moment of decision making, and this is what took place. He was told by everyone that your father, his yoke was heavy on us. You know, would you lighten that? So he said, oh, I'll give you a couple of days and I'll come back with an answer. So he gave him a few days there and he sought counsel, wise counsel with the elders. Now, that was great, right? His own dad actually tells us in Proverbs to do this, to seek wise counsel, to seek the elders. And he did it. But after he sought the counsel of the elders, the wise ones, and they told him, hey, lighten their yoke and show them favor and grace. Well, then he went and he sought his peers, those of his own age. And they actually gave him the advice that he went with was to actually make their yoke heavier and harder and more difficult. And what it did, it stewed and it stirred them up to create rebellion against his kingdom. And in doing so, it created division and it divided. And so what took place was that bad advice from ungodly people created division. And you only are subjected to that when you don't have the heart of the Lord. You're going to listen to bad advice when you don't take on what the Father is telling us to do. So it's a decision. It's a decision, a will that we have to make. And then we have to maintain and be in and focused of what God's telling us to do. So when these things take place, we've got to be aware of the Father's heart. So that takes prayer. It takes time of worship. Reactive people want to do it at a snap of a finger. It's like they live for this or something. It's a time to pause. We don't have to be so reactive. Let's pause. Let's look at the circumstance for what it is. Let's pause and step back if you can and pray and worship. You know, if you don't have to make a decision right now, then the now decision that needs to be made is the time of prayer, of fasting, of worship. So I'm pleading for you to do this. The Word of God tells us to do this. You know, fixing our hearts on God, His purpose, His way. Paul describes this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. When you don't fix your eyes on God, then you'll fix your eyes on everything else. And as Paul describes this in Ephesians, you're going to be tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, trickery of men. You're subject to these things. So what happens, Rehoboam understands, and he figures out real quickly that there's three things that take place when you're not in line in preparing your heart with the things of God. And here's what happens. You will listen to and follow bad advice. You will waste resources and you will be unsuccessful in your attempts. And then we will drift away from godly influence. Godly influence won't even want to, if you go to them and you don't listen to what they have to say time and time again, then you're going to drift away from that and they too, what's the point? So that's where you've got to recognize right now, wake up. Wake up to realize you've got to be prepared in your heart and aligned with the will of the Father. And that comes with praying and sitting in His presence and listening to His voice. Now, second story. There's another story in the Bible we can see, and it's in Acts chapter 16. And you can find it right here a little bit before verses 16 of chapter 16. But you can start in chapter 16 through 34. And what happens is Paul and Silas. Now, how do they find themselves in prison? Some of you know the story, and they find themselves in prison. But how did they get there in prison? There was a young woman who was following them around. And in following them around, she just kept harassing them. And finally, she was full of bad spirits. Finally, Paul gets fed up with it, turns around, and prays for her. She's released from these bad spirits. And the individuals that were using her for personal gain, they were using her as a fortune teller type of deal. And what was taking place, they got upset. They got mad and they falsely accused Paul and Silas and had them thrown in prison. Now, here they are in prison, falsely accused. They were beaten and they were, who knows, man, all the things that could have taken place to them during that process of being beaten. Here they are beaten and in prison and the walls are caving in, right? The walls are closing in on them because they're in prison. Finding yourself in prison under false accusations is not a pleasing moment, right? So here they are. The circumstance looks bad. What's their response to the circumstance? What would your response be? Oh me and oh my, I'm a victim, becoming a victim mentality. You're blaming the walls. You're blaming everybody else. Or do you begin to rejoice? They began to pray and sing hymns to God. Now, that's pretty unique, right? That's out of the ordinary. Where do things like that come from? Well, that comes from God. Here's why. God tells us in Proverbs 3, Proverbs 16, Proverbs. Let's just quote the whole book of Proverbs right now, right? He says that His ways are higher than our ways. That if we align our heart with His heart, things take place. And this is exactly what's happening. They're aligning their hearts with God. They're preparing their hearts with God. And doors start opening. So the prison doors fly open. And here's the beautiful part about this. In doing just what was good for their own benefit, they began to free not only their own selves, but spiritually, they were about to free the guards. Guys, if you know the story, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't know the story, when the doors opened, the prison guards were fearful of their own lives because here they couldn't find the individuals in prison, and they were nervous. Paul comes in and actually restores the prison guards. How cool is this story, right? That in this moment, spiritually speaking, the guards on duty and the whole family get set free spiritually. And this is the beautiful part about God, of how this works. That not only you are set free, but other people get set free when you're prepared. When the walls are closing in and they don't affect you, then what happens is people take notice and they go, whoa, there's something different about this particular situation. And their lives are changed because of your obedience. We cannot allow the walls to cave in on us right now. We've got to stand up, be strong, and take control. Having the mind of Christ and taking control of your circumstance by handing it over to God. And God takes control and He comes in and He ratifies. He takes care of it all. Guys, that's a beautiful place to find yourself in. You know, Proverbs 27, verse 12, it says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." Taking refuge is a preparation. The penalty of those that keep going, the reactive, they're going to pay a penalty. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 13 through 14. "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love." He's telling us to be prepared. Be on guard, stand firm in your faith. I'm encouraging you guys, stand firm in your faith today. Having the mind of Christ, listening to what His Word is saying. Guys, you can do it. I know it right now. You can stand up and rejoice right where you are right now. Everywhere you are, stand up and rejoice and say, "Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for having the mind of Christ that you can walk in peace and understanding." And that's what we're doing right now. Hey, if you need anything, reach out to us. Reach out to us, email us, call us, let us know what's going on. We want to pray and be in agreement with you. But I'm here to tell you, as your champion here, the walls are not coming in on you, okay? You have the mind of Christ. You know how to control the circumstance by handing it over to God and allowing Him to do the miraculous. Let's commit today to do that. If you don't know who Jesus is, if you haven't made a decision today to make Him Lord and personal Savior, now is the time. I'm going to begin to pray, and I'm going to pray for you, and I want you to pray this with me to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you have, then reach out to us, because we want to rejoice with you, but also we want to give you a Bible. We want to send you some literature, let you know what's going on. Guys, God's moving in the midst of all of us. And when I say we want to let you know what's going on, that's what I'm talking about. Guys, know that we have a Savior that lives, and He is for us, and He's not against us. We do not need to be blind to the things of God. God's doing stuff right now, and let's be a part of it. Let's be obedient to His will. So I'm going to pray, and then if you prayed that prayer, man, let it sink in. Let it take hold of you. So let's do that right now. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time together. Lord, that we are proactive and not reactive. God, that we know our surrounding. Lord, we know what we're capable of doing because we have the mind of Christ. Lord, some of us right now, we don't have a relationship with you. And so, Lord, we ask right now, Lord, sinners, Lord, that you wash us white as snow, that you forgive us. God, forgive us. We repent of the things we've done, and we receive you as our Lord and personal Savior. We welcome you into our lives, that you are Lord over our lives. God, we thank you, and we honor you this morning. Lord, and today we make the decision to be obedient to your will, your process, your ways, not our ways. God, we thank you for this. Lord, we honor you this morning. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, Trellid Church, you guys are awesome. Stick around. This is Children's Church coming up. As we've said it before, I know Pastor Adam, he talked about it quite a bit last week. It's one of the best parts of my week as well. I love actually participating with my children during this message that Miss Christian has for us. So stick around, all right? All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week.